So it's through the significance, through the symbolism of these offerings that we now direct our attention. And we're going to consider the symbolism of offerings and of self-sacrifice, first in the Hinayana, then in the Mahayana, and finally in the Vajrayana or Tantra. And we shall consider the symbolism of the offerings and self-sacrifice in greater detail when we come to the Vajrayana or Tantra. So first of all, symbolism of offerings in the Hinayana. The Hinayana consisted originally of quite a number of different schools. Traditionally, there were 18 Hinayana schools, but only one of these survives as an independent entity, and that is the school known as the Theravada school or tradition of the elders. Elders here means the elder monks, the senior monks. And Theravada, as probably everybody knows, is that form of Buddhism which now prevails in Ceylon, in Burma, in Thailand, and so on. And if we turn to these countries, if we visit these countries, or even read about them, or look at picture books devoted to them, we find that in all these countries, in Ceylon, Burma, Thailand, and so on, there are very many temples, beautiful temples. And in the temples there are enshrined an enormous number of beautiful Buddha images. And to these images, offerings are made every day. And usually, in Theravada countries, only three things are offered. First of all, lighted lamps or candles, then flowers, and then lighted incense sticks. And the offerings are made by each person individually. Usually there's no such thing as congregational worship. You go along in your own way, at your own time, your own convenience, with your little tray of offerings, and you offer them yourself, directly, at the feet, as it were, of the Buddha. And there may be a number of people making their offerings to the same image of the Buddha at the same time, or you may be on your own entirely. But as you offer each item, you recite appropriate verses in Pali. And these verses remind you of the significance, if you like, of the symbolism of what you are offering. For instance, when you offer lights, when you offer a lighted lamp or a lighted candle, you recite a little verse which says, incidentally, this is just part of the verse, I offer this light to the Buddha, who is the light of the three worlds. And this acts as a reminder. The Buddha is the light of the three worlds, illuminating the three worlds, that is to say, the whole of mundane existence, with the light of his wisdom, the light of his knowledge, the light of his supreme spiritual realization. So this is the first thing that the offering of the light reminds one of. And then it suggests that one light, one lamp, can be lit from another. In the same way that the Buddha has lit the lamp of wisdom in his heart, we too can light the lamp of wisdom in our heart, lighting it, as it were, from the already kindled light, which is the Buddha's wisdom. And we find in some ceremonies, on some occasions, in the Theravada countries, that there are on the altar 37 candles, or 37 lamps. And these symbolize the 37 Bodhipakya Dhammas, as they are called, or 37 practices leading to enlightenment. And in the course of the ceremony, each candle, each of the 37 candles, is lit from a larger central candle which of course symbolizes the Buddha. So here we see the symbolism of the offering of the lamp or light in the Theravada countries. And secondly, flowers are offered. Here there are quite a number of verses. One can usually take one's choice or even recite them all. And one of the verses, or one of the lines rather, tells us, or reminds us, that the flowers which we offer are now fresh and bright and beautiful, perhaps with the dew still glistening upon them, but what will they look like later on? Even that very evening, they'll be dry, they'll be withered, perhaps even ill-smelling. So the verse goes on to remind us that all mundane things are like that. Today, bright, beautiful, attractive, and so on, but tomorrow, dry, withered, perhaps even malodorous. So the offering of the flowers is a reminder of the fact, of the truth, of universal impermanence, that nothing lasts, nothing stays, everything fades, everything flows, so that one should not be attached to anything, not hang on to anything. Experience, yes, enjoy even, yes, but as it goes, and letting it go, not trying to hang on, not trying to cling on, wanting something which is essentially impermanent to be made permanent, which is impossible. And at the same time, underneath the flow, underneath the flux of transient things, seeing, just like the unmoved depths of the ocean, deep underneath the waves of the surface, seeing ultimate reality itself, unchanging, eternal, with which, through the flux of phenomena, one can be, if one sees deeply enough, looks deeply enough, in contact. So this is the symbolism of the flower offering in the Theravada. And then thirdly, one offers lighted incense sticks. And here too there's a variety of verses, a choice. One is reminded that the sweet fragrance of the lighted incense stick spreads in all directions. A little of it goes a very long way. Scent, we're told, is a very wonderful thing. That a tiny, tiny quantity, absolutely microscopic, can make itself felt over a very wide area. And it's just like that with the practice of the Dharma, the practice of the truth, practice of the teaching. Practice it even a little, and there's an effect. An effect not only on you, an effect on your surroundings. Maybe not very tangible, not very external, but all the time that you're practicing, especially when your state of consciousness starts changing, it's as though what we can only describe as vibrations are being sent out into the surrounding atmosphere and spread and spread and spread in ever widening circles, and have on others, other living beings, other centers of consciousness, whether they know it or not, a positive, a beneficial effect, a positive, a beneficial influence, so that people feel as it were something good around. Just as when incense sticks are lit, you can feel, you can scent, you can smell something pleasant, something fragrant in the atmosphere. So this is the symbolism of the lighted incense sticks in the Theravada. Now there's an additional significance or additional set of associations for these three offerings of the Theravada, which you may have noticed. The offering of lights, whether candles or lamps, is especially associated with the Buddha. The offering of flowers is especially associated with the Dharma. And the offering of incense, lighted incense sticks, is especially associated with the Sangha. So this, very briefly, very simply, is the symbolism of offerings in the Hinayana, especially in the Hinayana in its contemporary Theravada